my children really love it. They've been having it for the whole year that they've been in reception, and they can't wait to go back in year one and have it again.
So actually, the school's been providing hot meals up till now anyway?
Yes, it has, but we've had to pay for them before now. So it cost me just over £80 a month for their school dinners, so that's going to save me £80 a month, so I'm more than happy.
Josh and Abby have been enjoying their hot meals for the last year. More hot meals this time when you go back to school. What do you like eating at school?
I really like the pasta. Pasta, yeah, that's really nice.
What do you choose to have with it? Do you choose some vegetables?
I always choose vegetables.
What's your favourite vegetable?
I normally have both of the vegetables there.
Now, the puddings on here, if they offered you, for example, an all-time favourite toffee tart or fresh fruit, what would you choose?
I'll choose toffee cream tart.
Well, Leanne is just studying the menu right now, and Henry is just beside us, who's going into year one at Mousehold First School. So you've just had an initial look at the menu. What do you think?
I think it looks fairly child-friendly. Quite light on vegetables, though. The vegetarian options are quite limited. Puddings will be popular.
What do you think about how healthy the menu looks?
Quite high in carbohydrates and quite light on protein, actually. Because if any of the other children are like Henry, he'll leave the meat and just eat whatever else is there.
Well, Zoe lives in Norwich, and we'll have two little girls going to infant school this term. You've had a look at the menu, and it's actually on your fridge already.
It is, yes. It's been there for quite some time. Martha likes to have it read to her, so she knows what she's going to have for her lunch every day.
Fish fingers.
Fish fingers. You're looking forward to that?
Yep.
What else is on the menu that you want to eat?
Pizza.
What about choosing the vegetables and the fruit?
I'm not quite sure.
Now, Mum, this is part of the problem, isn't it? That there are choices on the menu, but you could choose to have the unhealthy option each day if you wanted to.
You could, and I think they probably will. And also looking at it, another thing my husband and I have discussed is that there's a lot of carbs on there and there's a lot of sugar. So if they choose the unhealthy option every day and also go to Breakfast Club where they have toast and jam, then you have got an awful lot of carbohydrate and sugar in one day.
Julia is here with Ashley, who goes to Hingham Primary, moving up to year one. I've got an example of a menu here. What do you think about what he's going to be having at school?
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. It's nice to see roast dinners, a lot of healthier stuff, not everything with chips.
Yeah, there are some vegetables on there. Mm-hmm. Some people saying not enough. You think that there are sufficient numbers of vegetables available?
I definitely think there's enough, yeah.
For the desserts, there's plenty of fruit, but also some chocolate puddings and gingerbread. Should they have things like that, do you think, or should they just get rid of the option and just have the fruit?
No, I like that, just because of the fact that a lot of the time Ashley will decide whether he wants the hot dinners because of the dessert. So if they did always have fruit, he'd probably be more inclined to say no a lot of the time. So
you're just pleased that there's enough there that he will eat?
Exactly.
And will it change the way you organise your meals at home, given that he's going to have a hot meal at school?
Yeah, both me and his dad work full time, so a lot of the time it's quite difficult to set out a proper diet in the evening. So no, definitely when he's having a proper meal in the evenings now, we can maybe give him a sandwich and fruit at tea time. So no, brilliant.